Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 78.
Wow. That's kind of crazy. 78 episodes.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So we've been thinking about what would be helpful for this time of year. It's September. And we live in northeastern United States. So we know we have some international listeners. It's autumn here, not quite exactly. It's
getting close.
It's meteorological autumn. It's not, the fall equinox isn't until September 20th, and so that's when it's officially fall. But in the United States, Labor Day holiday on the first Monday in September is the unofficial end of summer and beginning of fall, and so all the fall things start. I know, depending on what part of the world you're in, you might be in just getting into spring, coming out of winter and getting mm-hmm. into spring, but we're heading into fall and into winter. So just think about these things and how they relate to where you live and what you could do that would be similar.
Yep. School starts in the United States in the fall, mm-hmm. starts back up. Yep. So we were talking about different things. We thought we would talk about fall date ideas. So we came up, well, we actually looked at a couple different websites and just compiled a list of some different things that we've done and thought about and talked to other people about. So we live, and I think we've talked about this before, we live close to a local orchard where you can pick your own fruit and vegetables mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So one of the things you could do would be to visit a local orchard during the fall harvest. So I know the one up the road, you have apples. Peaches are kind of here yet, but they're nearing the end. Mm-hmm. Pears are coming in.
Right.
Plums mm-hmm. are some other ones. You could bake a pie. Or I know the place up here has apple cider donuts. Mm-hmm. So you could, you could buy some. You could buy some, or you could work on making them.
Making your own. There's actually all kinds of fun ways to make donuts now. You can buy donut pans mm-hmm. and then that you bake the donuts in the oven. I've tried it with some success, but I'm making them gluten-free. I think it would be a lot easier if you weren't. We forgot to say at the beginning of this is we were trying to find things that were free or low cost. So we have a range here. I mean, some of that... So, like, if you go to an orchard, it may cost you, I don't know, $5 or $6 to pick a basket of apples. But you get to eat the apples or cook mm-hmm. with them, feed them to your family. So it's something useful. So that's what we were trying to look at it from that aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to say how much it would be, just depending on where you live and
right.
so forth.
And where you go. So.
Yeah. So another thing you could do if you would happen to get the apples, mm-hmm. Fall around here is a good time for candied apples.
Yeah. So
you could make your own candied apples.
You could make caramel apples too.
Yeah.
I like caramel apples with nuts on them better than candy apples.
Yeah. Well, you could do both.
But you could Google recipes for those mm-hmm. and try that, and it would be a fun evening.
And I know we've seen all kinds of different crazy-looking candied apples with all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff on them.
Yep.
Yep. So another thing the orchard up here is doing this year, which is new. Now, there's a couple other ones around our area, and that is making a corn maze. I know some of them charge. I don't know if they all do.
Not very much to get into the corn mazes.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what a corn maze is, they actually lay out a design in a field. They do it with an aerial view, and mark it out, and then they plant the corn. They either plant it so it grows that way, or they plant it so that they can just take a, what is that, a harvester? What do they cut it down with? I can't think of the name. A corn picker, but they take it through to make the rows, and it actually creates a maze. And they typically have a stand that people that are working in the maze stand up on so they can see where you are. You take a flag in, a pole with a flag in, just in case you get lost, so they can help you find your way out. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and they typically have maps where they'll give you maps. Now, for our youth group, we've been going to one that's close by, and we do it at night.
Yeah.
So that's challenging as it is. Mm-hmm. But, of course, everybody has flashlights. And nowadays, everybody also has cell phones. Mm-hmm. So, but that's something. You could also go on a picnic.
Oh, yeah. Fall picnic is great. Nice. Mm-hmm. Put on your jeans and your flannel shirt or sweatshirt. And
Yep.
Nice hot thermos of coffee and some sandwiches.
Yeah, and it's real pretty now. The leaves haven't started to change here where we are quite yet. They're just getting started.
Yeah, I saw a few trees this weekend that actually had the leaves that turned color on.
So, but in probably a couple weeks or a month, the foliage will be pretty well turned. The other thing is you can check out some local festivals, which I know around here there's festivals all over the place, and all through the year there's usually festivals, but especially in the fall. I know fall and winter they have all kinds of craft fairs, and then of course you get to the food events, which I love. Did I ever say that I love chicken?
Probably.
Like barbecue chicken.
I mean, I know that you love barbecue chicken and any kind of chicken.
I probably have alluded to that.
You've mentioned it here before.
Somewhere along the way. Anyway, barbecues where they have chicken. Chili cook-offs. Mm-hmm. We've seen a few of those. There have been a couple of these around the area, what they call Bacon Fest. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously a food festival, but it all centers around bacon. All kinds of smoked bacon and candied bacon and bacon jam and bacon this and bacon that.
Right. And then they have them around the produce. Like we said before, there'll be an apple festivals. Yep. There'll be pumpkin festivals going into October. So all different kinds of festivals. I'm sure there's something in your area that happens this time of year that you could check out. That even if you just go walk around and just grab something inexpensive to eat or a drink or something while you're there, it can make an enjoyable date night or day.
Right. Which another thing that we've gone to one or two of them, and we've also gone by a couple of them and that are really cool, and that is a hot air balloon festival. We were actually driving up where I grew up the one time, remember, and we saw all of a sudden we come up over the top of a hill and we see all these hot air balloons all over.
That was really cool.
And here this one community on the way up to where we live, they had a huge hot air balloon festival. They did that for a couple of years. And then we went to one down this way a couple of years ago. That was pretty cool.
That one had a little bit more expensive admission fee, but it depends on your budget. So like we said, we're offering things that are all different price ranges. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. So and we like to play games. I know we've talked about that before. You know, you can plan and do a puzzle night, or, you know, we'll do jigsaw puzzles or play games.
Play some kind of a game. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you don't own puzzles, because puzzles are kind of expensive to purchase now, at least they are here where we live, you can actually go here to your local library and you can check out puzzles, games, that type of thing, along with books.
That's
so that you can check that out. Or if your libraries don't have that service, check out a flea market. Now, there's always the chance that you'll get a puzzle that doesn't have all the pieces. But sometimes that's part of the fun. And one time, I think we might have talked about this, but we were with a group of people and we opened a brand new sealed puzzle, and the puzzle in the box did not match the puzzle on the cover of the box. So it was a challenge. So,
but they did it.
So we did it. That can be, you just have to go in and not with the idea that if you can't find all the pieces, not to be frustrated. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you can also visit thrift stores. Like we've done that before, just, you know, ride along. Oh, there's a thrift shop, and just stop and thrift.
Secondhand stores, thrift stores, consignment stores, I don't know what they're called other places, but this is a great time to go, especially if you need some new sweaters for the colder weather, some new jeans, maybe a new flannel shirt. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. You can get it for considerably below what you pay in retail stores.
Yeah. So, and then this is football season.
Yes.
Or the start of football season, mm-hmm. which I'm not a big football person or sports person for that matter. But you could always go to a football game. I know they have, we're in an area where there's a lot of high school football games going on, and then there's college football games right. that are within driving distance of here.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking the price of admission, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a big activity, at least where we live, is called tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you tailgate at a football game, you actually take food, like you're having a picnic or a cookout, and you have it in, you open up your trunk and have it in the back of your car, your vehicle, your truck, whatever. That's why they call it tailgating. Like laying down, if you lay down the tailgate of a truck, that's where you put your mm-hmm. food. But I mean, people go all out there. We're not that far away. Well, we are now. We used to live closer to Penn State than we do now. But Penn State University, big tailgating. I mean, people take their campers and camp mm-hmm. overnight. People take their grills. They have
smokers, grills, everything.
I mean, yep. It's a big thing. But you could just go to even your local, teams or whatever, or even if you have children that are playing in football, mm-hmm. you could enjoy a little picnic on the back of your car while they're having their football mm-hmm. game, and not as elaborate as the big
yep.
big tailgaters, but it's a lot of fun.
Yep. Another thing you could do in the fall would be a weekend getaway, which obviously you could do that any time of the mm-hmm. year. But you could even, I know some of the state parks around here, they have cabins.
Yes.
Which mm-hmm. are, shall we say, rustic?
Rustic.
Or a little more
yes.
rustic.
Yes.
But they're also usually a little more off the beaten path, mm-hmm. and they're usually more reasonable in mm-hmm. price as well. But still, it's a weekend getaway.
Well, you can rent tent, platform mm-hmm. tents.
Yep.
And I have a friend who goes away with her sister this time of year, and they rent what's called a yurt, a Y-U-R-T, at one of the state parks. And it's kind of like a domed tent that they stay in, and they're perfectly comfortable. Mm-hmm. They have heaters in them and stuff. And yeah, so it's a fun, fall camping is really, really nice time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen a couple places too where you can actually have a tree house.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent it. You know, there's places where you could rent a treehouse for a weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. And even if you can't stay overnight at a campground, you could go to a state park and go mm-hmm. on a hike or go on a bike ride.
Yep.
Beautiful weather. It's cooler.
Oh, yeah.
At least here it's cooler. And you can enjoy the fall leaves mm-hmm. and the scenery and
yep.
whatever. Like I said, that's what's happening in the Northeast. So look around for whatever the local events are, the local parks that would make a nice time for you to get away together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And especially this time of year, a lot of places are making cider.
Yes.
So they have cideries. You could visit a cidery. You could visit a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of microbreweries that have popped up all mm-hmm. over the place. Meaderies, which mead made from honey is starting to become really
yes,
popular.
Yes, becoming very popular. Yep.
And in our area here, there's actually some small independent distilleries too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So all kinds of stuff like that.
Yep.
You can go and visit.
Yes,
so.
And a lot of the breweries have restaurants mm-hmm. attached
yep, a
to
lot
them,
of them
and
do.
You can really go have a
nice meal.
Nice meal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the last thing on our list is going on a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot one other thing.
Oh, did we? What's that?
Before we talk about the scavenger hunt, we have local train rides.
Ah, we do.
We have local train rides here. We have vintage railroads that have like the old steam locomotives.
Yeah, there's a couple of those
passenger cars.
Here.
There's a couple around where we live. And even where we lived in central Pennsylvania before, there were some in that area too. So look around and see if there's that. Also, like in Pennsylvania, up in the Williamsport area, there's the Hiawatha which
boat.
Is a paddle boat
mm-hmm.
that goes on the Susquehanna River. This is a nice time when the scenery is changing to take a train ride. Lots of them will have special events. They'll even have some dinner trains that you can have a sit-down meal in the dining car, or you could just go on a regular excursion. And the same with some kind of a boating activity. There mm-hmm. might be a cruise, dinner cruise, or mm-hmm. or just a passenger cruise that you could take on a boat. Mm-hmm. So,
well, remember, we used to take, what was it? We used to go somewhere on our way, say, I'm trying to think of where we were at. There was a ferry that we would take every once in a while going across the river.
The Millersburg Ferry?
Could be.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that was different.
Yes. I don't remember ever doing that together.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure that was me?
Yes, I know.
Okay. I just don't remember.
Yes, it would have been you, baby.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, on to the scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunts. So the scavenger hunt, I started looking these up just out of curiosity, and I came across the site and it said, well, you know, you can make up your own scavenger hunt, which we've done stuff like that with our twin grandsons. But then it also listed a website called Let's Roam, LetsRoam.com. You can go onto this website and you can type in your city and state. Now, apparently this is worldwide.
Hmm.
So it's not just in the United States, but you can type in your location and it will come up with various scavenger hunts. Now, I didn't see any that were free. The tickets that for the ones I looked at were like $10 to $12 a person. They would give you a ticket and then they would give you a site where, like, there's six or eight within 15 minutes of our house where we live
mm-hmm.
That you could do. You know, and they have people that have gone through the city and looked up historical sites and different things like that. So you do the scavenger hunt that way. They also have scavenger hunts you can do at home. Like they have a scavenger hunt for couples, which sounded really interesting.
Now, we haven't seen it, so we don't know what's in it.
We
haven't seen any of these, but we are definitely going to try this out. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to report back on how it goes, because I think that would be a fun just for us to do as a couple, but something to do with our, like for the town ones in our area with our daughter and son-in-law and our grandson. So I think it would be a fun family activity. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, like the one place that I looked at was in one of the local communities that has a vintage steam railroad. It didn't really have a lot to do with the railroad, but it had a lot to do with the town, that all the historical stuff that the town had in it. And, you know, some of the markers about this history and the trains and their development and stuff there. So it sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So we'll have to try that out and we'll let you know how it is. Mm-hmm. So, well, we hope that this will give you some ideas for some fun things that you could do as a couple that don't necessarily have to break the bank, and that you'll try some of these out. Email us at lovewiththelines@gmail.com. Let us know which ones you tried and how what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it, and if you have any suggestions that we can share with our listeners. Till we talk to you next week, we pray that your marriage and relationship will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.